I live in paradise, and I love it. No one has been more surprised by this than me. I grew up in Chico, the college town just down the hill, and like many Flatlanders, I helped perpetuate local prejudices about the place. When I was 16 and still knew everything, I dismissed Paradise as little more than local headquarters for the John Birch Society, which it was back then. There is still cranky conservatism around town, and worse, but everything and everyone else, too. So even a low-rent rider with too many critters can feel right at home. Plus, Paradise has about zero pretension, which, sadly, Chico can no longer boast. So I love it here. There, rather, given that right now I'm living down the hill again. But when I moved up the hill, some years back, to escape the summer heat and too hot home prices, I got such a kick out of that Chamber of Commerce bumper sticker. Paradise, a little cooler than Chico. Dang straight, it really is. Or was. It's hard knowing what Paradise is now, even harder what it will be. With every new telling of our collective horror story, that mad dash through flames, fear, and gridlocked roads, every newscast panning again over street after street of smoldering ruins, every shocking new total in the campfire count of the missed and the dead, that cool, piney, panic-free paradise fades further. With luck, these new memories, so unwanted, will burn through fast, white hot, and turn to ash, too. Luck. I am one of the lucky ones. I'm alive. I got out safely with 6 chickens, 2 dogs, and my dad's old cat. Plus, I had a welcoming place to go once I made it down the hill. I'm a homeowner, too, so there was help with even the initial chaos of dislocation, financial help. And my little piece of paradise, all 595 square feet of it, still stands. Mixed in with amazement, no other house survives on my side of the street. There is guilt, knowing that. Given the war zone all around, the bombed-out landscape, the nearness of so many final losses. Built in 1945, my little house was the first on my street, I've been told. It gracefully stood up to the test of time long before I moved in. Whoever built it so solidly, right after World War II, knew what they were doing in other ways, too. Building it at an odd angle to the street, but the correct one, for passive solar. Thin winter sun through one picture window heats most of the house. Shade from a massive blue oak protected that same window from heat come summer, at least until a decade or so ago, when that leafy giant finally lost its footing and thundered to ground, taking out my neighbor's garage on the way down. My house still stands, but I have lost my home, like everyone else in Paradise. Being a refugee from Paradise is not about losing a house, all that stuff inside and out, though that might be part of it, a hugely painful part. It's about losing home, that sense of home, of belonging in a place, which is so much bigger than the comfort of any house, the familiarity of any street. The fire is over, but home is still disappearing. Friends and neighbors are leaving. We're all starting over. We will find home again, even those who will never return to Paradise, this particular one. We'll belong again somewhere. Home is where the heart is, the proverb goes. Pretty hokey that, I always thought. But now I get it. Now I understand that wisdom. We will love our lives again. Wherever we finally go, we will find refuge and comfort. We will be home again, because what matters most to us, what we love, is home.